That seems to be the theme of the week. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
All the things that we're upset about, they don't matter. It doesn't matter. Did you know it didn't matter, Nicole?
I do know. I do know because I entertain it quite often in my mind.
It doesn't matter. Nothing freaking matters. It doesn't
matter. You know what? Speaking of, I have a really good story to intro our beginning with. So,
oh, wait, hold on. Let me do a quick hey.
Yeah, do a quick hey.
Welcome back. This is 1111 with Nicole Leboutier and Franny Williams. I'm the owner and founder of Guided Surrender, which is a lifestyle and wellness brand focused on using intuitive readings, spiritual healing, soul chat sessions, yoga, meditation to bring healing to your soul and your spirit. And this is Nicole, and she is the
founder of Female Makers, a women's collective for female and micro entrepreneurs, of women that are willing to just push themselves to the ultimate limit to create a lifestyle that is suitable for them, and also working together as a community so that we can start doing women building women.
Women building women. Our last episode, I put women pursuing women, and it just hit me yesterday that that might have been misconstrued. Whatever.
We welcome all. Everybody is welcome.
Everyone is welcome. I realized that how that might not have interpreted how I actually meant it, but however you see it, baby, we support it. But we are doing 1111, which is 11 episodes where we talk about our healing journey. It's all about new beginnings, and we are definitely feeling shifts spiritually right now. And there's a lot going on in our universe and just in our world and just with ourselves internally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And so Nicole and I, we're always having these beautiful conversations about it privately. And we decided to make it more of a collective conversation because we realized there's so many people who could probably benefit from having the same cathartic conversations that we have together in a collective broad platform. So we are going to hop right into Nicole's story time and get ready for this episode. So what is the story?
I didn't have an opportunity. I just remember I met these two really amazing women on a flight to Vegas. So I was in Vegas last week. I'm flying out, and I unfortunately, which if you fly this airline, like, good for you. I don't mind it. It's just not my preference. But I was flying Southwest. I just don't like the option of not being able to choose my own seat, but that's neither here nor there. So by the time I get on the flight, they make a huge announcement that the only seats that are left are middle seats. And I'm like, of course, that's fine. I'm going to be great. It's not going to be a big deal. So I end up I just go all the way to the back and whatever the first one available is, because they're trying to fill from the back to the front. And I sit between these two ladies, sit down. I think it's just going to be a regular flight. These ladies have been best friends since first grade. So I have this lady next to me on the left, on the right, whose name was Kim. And then I have another lady next to me named, I think her name was Amanda. Older ladies, probably in their 50s. And now Kim is just, she exudes all of this energy. She's a good time. And next thing you know, we're all talking. We're all like exchanging stories. They say that they get to do it. They're best friends. They work together. They've been friends since first grade. They run a business together. They're like really involved. And so they're telling me all these really funny stories of growing up and all these crazy stories that they've done. And so Kim's like, well, I don't drink alcohol. And she's just really vibrant. She's like an extremely vibrant person. And I was like, well, you don't need it. Like, that's great. Amanda, on the other hand, is like a little bit more quiet, keeps to herself. And she's like, well, I drink very heavily. And so they were really funny. They're going back and forth, feeding off each other's energy. And so they're telling me these different stages of their life, their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, and their 50s. And so they're like, oh, we'd love to guess your age. And I said, okay, because they tell me their age. I'm like, okay, I think Amanda was 49, and I think Kim was like 50 or 51, something like that. And so they're sitting there and they're like, lower your mask. So I lower my mask. I look at my face, you know, this and that. And Kim says, you're 24 or something like that. Right. I was already like, thanks. And then Amanda's like, no. She's got to be like, she's 26. I don't know. I just, it's 20, something about 26, right? And so I'm just kind of like keeping my composure, but inside I'm like, eh! And then they, and they're like, okay, so how old are you? And I said, I'm 32. And they said, well, you look amazing. And I said, oh, thank you. You know, me on the way to Vegas, I'm like, giddy, just tell me more about me. You don't even know me. Feed into my,
I love it.
Ego. Right. So they go, your skin is phenomenal. They said, it's your skin. What are you doing? So we're talking, we're diving deeper. So anyways, to speed up the story, because it's quite a long story, they say, when you get to our age, life becomes something that I can't explain to you until you get there. She goes, but let me break it down to you. This is Kim now talking to me. She goes, in your 20s, she goes, your 20s, you don't even know who you are. You may think you do, but you don't. You don't even have a clue, right? She goes, and then your 30s, because I was talking about my 30s. I was like, 30s has just been hitting different. Like, I'm really enjoying my 30s. Like, I really feel good about my 30s. And she goes, 30s is a good time. She goes, you know who you are by then. You figure it out. She goes, but you don't reap anything. She goes, now your 40s is your prime. She goes, mark my words, when you get to your 40s, it is your prime. She goes, everything that you work for in your 30s, everything that you realize that you were and the person that you are in your 30s really comes to fruition in your 40s. They go, your 40s, maybe in your 30s, you start to have kids or you start to get married or whatever that towards the end. Maybe you have young babies in your early 40s, or maybe those babies are graduated. Depends. She goes, depends on what. Are you New York or are you California? That's how they explained it to me. That's a separate joke, but I thought it was funny. Because like a lot of people in New York don't have babies until they're way older. People in California have them very, very young. So it was a really funny thing that she pointed out. She goes, your 40s and your 50s, she goes, it was the best set of years for me. That's what they both said. They said everything that we've experienced our whole entire life so far, if I could live in one set of ages, it would be my 40s. And so we were kind of having a very elaborate conversation about that, because I thought it was really interesting that they had just noticed so many things. Were so, it made me think about how like in a rush everybody is, right? Like when you're in your 20s, you think your life is going to be a certain way. Like maybe right when you graduated high school, you're like, oh, I'm going to be whatever it was, I'm going to be married and I'm going to have kids and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Then you get to your 20s and maybe you don't do that, right? And you go, oh, God, I just want to be here. So either you get to whatever X is, or you go down a different path. Then your 30s come and you go, if I would have done any of those things that I thought I really think I needed, my life would be so different. I remember when I was like 18, 19, I was like, oh, by 23, 24, I'm going to be married. I'm going to have two kids. That was like the aspiration. Then I was like, I don't even want no kids. This was me in my 20s. I'm like, I don't even want any kids. Why would I do that? Why would I even think that to myself? I'm 32, so don't have any kids. I'm not married. But the mental space that I am in is the needs and priorities are so different now, because I've let myself age. It's just like wine. I've let myself age a little bit, kind of understood the notes that I really wanted to highlight. And then I've been able to place people in my life and have opportunities to grow relationships, specifically this one, grow relationships in my life that have helped me highlight those notes that I'm looking for as myself ages, as I continue to kind of mature. And it's really interesting to see what that really means to me versus like surface level, what I thought I wanted when I was in my 20s. And it's going to be really cool to see that again when I go into my 40s and see like how I thought right now and just like how my life has really molded and just grown around me. It's just such a beautiful, it's a really beautiful thing when you kind of take a moment to think about yourself and where you are at with your age and your time and the place that you've created for yourself. Me and Franny talk about that so much. We talk about that with our lifestyles, like the places that we physically live and the homes that we reside in, the kind of lifestyle that we've built around ourselves. Because we've challenged ourselves to meet that criteria, right? Because we want people to like, whatever that is for us, it's just such a beautiful thing. And when I was on that plane ride, I was like, this is such a really cool interaction that I got lucky enough to sit between these two women who have been friends for their whole life. They got to grow up their whole life, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And just to hear themselves like really mature and things that they've been able to grow through together, it was really beautiful.
Yeah, the saying, oh, we have a little bit of an echo. See if it goes away. It went away. You know the saying where it's like age like fine wine?
Yes.
That just like, that's what came to me when you were saying that. I was like, oh, that's such a beautiful metaphor to age like fine wine. And when you were talking about the beautiful notes and the hues, I love that. And I love what you said about kind of, we're always rushing to get to the, we always want it to happen so fast.
And
I was actually thinking that this week, and I was like reflecting, and I was like, man, 2021, I didn't really think it felt like it was that great. Like I didn't really, I would say, it just wasn't my favorite year is what I was saying. And I was like, well, why did you feel that way? And I was like really thinking about it and really being honest with myself about it. And it was like, because I expected things to happen that didn't happen. And I expected things to happen that didn't have time to happen. That's what the truth of the matter is. I didn't give myself enough time. You know, when I thought of all of these things in my house, when I was thinking of all these things in my head and I was manifesting and making all these requests, I didn't genuinely think about the brewing period. I just thought about the drinking period. Let me just have my tea. And think about the fact that you have to let your tea sit and brew and get stronger.
Mm. And
I didn't give it time to brew. And I was literally on the phone last night and my friend was like, you just want everything to happen so fast. I was like, I do. Yeah. We do. And it's so unfair to be like, okay, you know, and I do believe you can manifest things into active time and have things happen quickly. And then there are also things that I do believe they just take time. And the things that I was asking for in order for them to be, because it's just like when people get a cup of coffee and it's weak. Most people are like, this is the weakest cup of coffee I've ever had. It's like, but you said you wanted coffee now. And I told you it had more time to brew, but you said you wanted coffee now. So you got some weak coffee. And you're like, oh, if I had known that it was going to be like this week, I probably would have waited. And it's like, that's where I'm at.
It's like they want our cake and you too. We want to know ahead of time, oh, you have to wait, but really have like accurate results. We don't want to risk sitting there and waiting. And the thing about that is we get so wrapped up and consumed with missing out on whatever that is. And it doesn't matter how often you hear podcasts, you hear conversations, you have conversations with people in your circles, it's like we all still do the same thing, right? Which is we're extremely impatient and we want instant gratification and we want whatever it is that we're thinking about now because we work hard and we deserve it. And absolutely. But it's so beautiful when you just take a moment and you really think and you're very grateful about all you've done. If you really sat there, anybody that's listening, if you sat there and you really thought about everything you've done in the last even year, there's so much to be proud of. There's literally so much you've done to be proud of. Was it everything you wanted? Probably not. It could have been nothing on the list that you thought was going to happen this year. And the list ended up being a different list. And that happens all the time. You're talking about that all the time.
Yeah. Honestly, when I look back on the list that I wrote at the beginning of the year, I just deleted them because I was like, that didn't happen. That's not exactly how this went. But it's okay because I look at some of those lists and I'm like, you didn't even want that. You don't even want that anymore. Kind of like what you were saying. I don't want all the things that I thought I wanted anymore. And I'm not doing all the things that I thought I would be doing anymore. And I'm okay. And when I really did reflect on it, and I was like, Franny, you had hell of a year. It wasn't a bad year. And it just, you just expected things to be on amped speed. And you didn't need to move at amp speed because I had a lot to learn this year. I had so many things to learn this year. And I think I also needed to feel time because I'm a lot more grateful for where I am now than I think I've ever been. And I finally found peace in so many areas this year that I didn't have peace in the past, where I can honestly say, I'm okay if it doesn't change. I'm okay if this is this way. Yeah.
I think what comes with that, you know, is one thing I've noticed is there was two parts, at least for me, that I experienced with the pandemic. One of them was the world stood still for a moment, something that will never happen again. This will never, ever, ever happen again. The world was forced to sit still. Everybody, almost everybody, who, for the exception of people that still had to work through this, but for pretty much the entire world, we had to sit home and stare at each other. And TikTok can only cover so much of that entertainment. That was a very difficult transition for a lot of people in different ways. It affected people in different ways. Mm-hmm. Now that we're coming towards the end of this, hopefully, if we ever get to a full end circle of this, is I think it also did the opposite for people. Now that things are opening, it feels like you're behind. It feels like that even though the world stopped and everybody was on the same race, nobody could run. It still feels like we lost a year to some people. It feels like, okay, now I gotta go quicker. I gotta make these things happen faster because time is of the essence. You know, every saying you can think of, like life is short. You know, this, that, and the other people, entrepreneurs, anybody who has anything that thinks acceleratedly, you feel like you're behind and that your instant gratification now has got to come even quicker. Now things got to happen even more quickly because life is moving at a super fast speed. For me, that mindset was always in here. And it actually taught me the opposite, to slow down. I've been so much more gentle with myself this last year. That was my word this year. I feel like I've really learned a lot of different layers to what gentle means for me, which may not mean the same thing for other people. But there were so many deadlines and things that I pushed back because they weren't done. They didn't feel done to me. And I have the luxury of calling the shots for that part of the deadline. Like I get to choose if I want to release something, if I don't want to release something when it comes to my business. And if it didn't feel done, then it wasn't done. And I had to be okay with that because in the past, I would push things even if they weren't done and I wasn't fully satisfied with what was out there in my name. And so me and Franny had several conversations in particular about one project that I was doing that I just kept pushing and I was pushing and pushing and pushing and the deadline never seemed to come to. I almost was being lax with it. I was almost being like, when I feel like it, I feel like, and that's so not me. But I'm so grateful that I did, because when I did release it, it was a very soft release. It went different than what I projected. And I'm very proud of it. I feel very good about it. I've gotten really good feedback of it. And it feels very authentic to me and what I'm trying to build. Mm-hmm. That's more important than anything. And sometimes we'll lose that genuineness when we're trying to move so quickly because we want our instant gratification of whatever that is.
Yeah. I do think the genuine nature of it and the authenticity of your exploration does become more limited when you're trying to move fast and just get it done. You do find yourself sacrificing, like I said, drinking that weak cup of tea or that weak cup of coffee because you were just so eager to drink. And it is important to just kind of take a moment and be like, all right, I'm rushing it. And at the same time, in the midst of it, I know I have been manifesting my life since I was a child. I remember being a very young child and having visions of what my life would be. I remembered knowing deep in my soul that I was powerful and I was going to be this powerful being when I grew up. And I just knew who I was very young. And I think we all know who we are very young because that's the closest to your truest self you'll ever be, is your childhood self. And I was always doing these things. And I remember I was convinced I was adopted because I was like, I just can't be from here. I just can't. I just feel different. I just felt it was, I can't even explain it. I just knew I was different. It was so funny. I was watching something and they were telling about certain types of people. And they were like, have you always felt like you didn't belong? Like you were adopted. And I was like, yes,
It was an Everest commercial. It was an Everest. Are you on the couch? Are you watching? And you're like, that's me. I'm adopted.
Yeah. I was like, that's me. I was so bold. And I even have family members and family friends who look at me now and say, do you know what you told me when you were a little girl? And they tell me stories about myself. And I'm like, I knew who I was and I knew who I was going to be. And so I grew up with this question and I was always like, but how? Because I saw it and I knew it was real, but I didn't know how to get there. So that has been the journey of not asking how at this point in my life and just being on the journey, because it's destiny, because I saw it. And I've literally been saying it and speaking life and literally manifesting and scripting. I would write ever since I was a child. I would journal and write and tell stories. And I would do it for hours. I would have books filled with these different worlds and these different realms and these characters. And some of them would be me and some of them would be other people, but I was always creating in my reality.
That is so funny, because I did that, but not with writing. I did that with drawing. Oh. I had like a whole fashion collection when I was like in fourth grade that I had drew out. It was like a book of different literal full renderings. So while Granny's writing the stories, I was drawing the illustrations, because we're twin flames.
Still doing that. We're literally still doing that. That has not changed. That's precious. That is so precious. And you know, when you go back and you're like charting your progress and your success and you're looking back on, because I think in another, we talk about this, like my childhood self would be proud of me. She would, oh man, the things that she would say to me, I know she would be so proud. She would just hug my face and be like, we did it. Even though
I can't cry today, Franny. I cannot cry today.
We will explore that. We will explore that, because we did that. That's beautiful. I did a beautiful, you know, inner child meditation that was just so cathartic and beautiful for me. And that's kind of what we did. And the beautiful thing about it is like, the child version of me is proud of me. It's the adult version of me that's judging me. It's like the adult version of me is like, oh, well, you don't have this and you don't have that and your business isn't this and you're not that. And it's like, it was so funny, because I was like, you know what? What I've accomplished is what someone else is really working hard to accomplish. You know what I mean? And it's like someone else looks at the things that you see as small as huge. And then
we negate
ourselves. It's like I've been negating myself so much and not giving myself credit. And it's like, I have done well this year. And I learned so much and I came out of my comfort zone and did so many things. And yet it's like, when I look at the numbers, I'm like, oh, you failure. You know, it's like, it's okay though. Cause it's like, you learned how to make that money. Like you learned how to do different things that allowed you to grow in business and to grow as a woman. You made new connections that led to new opportunities and new beginnings is what we're talking about here. It's beautiful to have this conversation. I love that you started us off that way, because we talk a lot about reflection. And I believe anytime that you're going into a new beginning, you first are coming from a place of reflection about where you've been, so that you can truly be in a state of gratitude about it. Like I'm grateful for where I've come from. I have gratitude for where I am. But the inner peace that comes from just being like, I'm good right now. Like I remember having a moment where I was like, if nothing changed, I would still be grateful for everything that's happened.
Absolutely.
You know, this was the biggest I got. And you say that all the time. You're like, you are so detached. Like if guided just went away, you would be like, I tried.
She's so good at it. Everybody, she's so good at it. And I'm very Pisces. I'm so Pisces, I feel. I'm very conflicted. One moment I'm like, yeah, if it went away, it's fine. The other moment I'm like, no, don't go away. I'm not done yet. Yeah. You know, you really triggered me when you said something a moment ago. We were talking about how proud, you know, the younger version of us, the child version of us would be so proud, and how the adult version judges ourselves. I hear a lot of compliments a lot, and I know Franny does too, of people that, whether they're your closest friend, whether they're an acquaintance, whatever, that look at your life, right, from just an outsider point of view, and they go, I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a great job. I love what you're doing. Praising you. Look at you like an idol, right? Like they lift you up and they just like, you're doing seriously such an amazing job. It's like so empowering to watch you. And then we have people that we look at, and they could be celebrities. Maybe they're our friends that are on some other journey, right? And we go, God, you are just doing so great. Like you want to embody their energy for yourself, right? So you look at them like that's your idol in that moment. That idol can last like a month, it can last years, whatever it is, right? So you're trying to channel their energy. when we don't enjoy the compliments that are coming to us as people are looking at us as like a role model, or they're looking at us to just like praise us and show us love, and we're not taking that moment to sit there with them and say, not only thank you, but also like really think about how they see that for them, right? They're looking at you and they're seeing all these things that you've accomplished, and you're not reflecting back at them and looking at them and saying, hey, you know what? I did accomplish that. And you're taking a moment to really process that and be proud of yourself. You're devaluing their compliments that they're giving you. You're not giving them the moment to really be like, you're right, I have done this. Like, not only thank you for pointing that out, but also you are absolutely right and hold value in it. You're so eager to get to this person you're looking at that you're not enjoying, like, look at all these people that are so proud of you, that are lifting you up and noticing all the things that you can't see because you're in it. Everything is this when you're in it. And everybody else sees all of this stuff rotating around you. And they're just like, girl, you're doing an amazing job. You're freaking killing it right now. You're killing it right now.
Yeah, I love that. I think that happens a lot. We see that. I think you and I as business owners see it a lot with like social media.
Absolutely. And,
comparing yourselves to friends and others that are in business or doing similar things in your, but honestly, those people that I'm comparing myself to have been at it for years. And I started posting more than once a year 6 months ago. So it's like it's not a fair comparison. And yes, we have like TikTok culture where people go viral in a day and it changes everything, but it really creates this expectation. Like that's the bar. When really it's like, I know people who have less than 10,000 followers, but every single time they have something, people show up for them and vote or purchase or participate in their events. And then I know sometimes people will say that they have triple that and that people don't participate at all. So you have no idea what's going on in someone else's situation or what they did to get there. And some people who might have an account that has all these followers may feel like a slave to it, may not even be enjoying keeping it all up. And absolutely. Then you have other people who absolutely love it. And they're like, I love everything about the job that I do and da, 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 da. But it's like, you just don't know where someone is. And I know for me, I find social media in general very taxing because I can feel the energy there. And I'm just like, I don't want to be here. This is an energetic hole. And it can be very, oh, I just got my hair in my mouth and everybody knows how much I hate that. But
that's a bonus episode.
Disgusting.
That'll be a bloopers.
But it's like, you don't know what someone else is experiencing. Like someone, I did a one-on-one private session with someone this week and she was feeling the week. Like we're all feeling the week. And she was like, you look so happy. She had no idea that whole day I was like barely hanging on. I was just like, I talked to Nicole about it. I was in tears, just like, Franny, why are you so sad? I don't know. I was just sad. And she's like, you look so happy. And I was like, I wasn't happy that day. And I told her, I was like, well, it wasn't a happy day. I don't know why I wasn't happy, but I wasn't. And she was like, oh, and I was like, you know, so it's like, we're looking and comparing ourselves to other people's success stories when everybody else has done. It's like, you don't really know. No one tells everybody everything all the time. So it's like the only journey that you can be aware of is yours. And all I knew that day was I wasn't feeling it. So I didn't try to show up for anybody that day. I was like, I am going to show up for me so that I can be available to do the work that I am scheduled to do today and not a thing else. And I did my little three things and sat on that couch and just looked at the sky because that's all I had energy for. And that's okay. The journey is the journey. And I think, it's such a deep breath to just be on it and to just, and not be trying to plan every pebble that may come in the way and every bridge that you may have to cross and every river that may flow.
Absolutely.
This episode will continue into the next episode. So we are excited to see you back for another round of Surrender Soul Chats and Guided Meditations. Season 2, 11, 11, New Beginnings. See you next time. Mwah.